So the Museum of Chinese in Australia, what can we expect to see? What kind of things are being set up in this one?
Well, the Chinese have been in Sydney for 200 years now. And what we wanted to do was to have somewhere where people could come and learn more about what the Chinese have achieved here and to see some of the artifacts that would have been used around the time of the settlement and since then. But it's not just going to be a history museum. I'm saying what we want to do is talk about the current situation of how the Chinese are working, delivering, achieving in Sydney right now, and how we relate to other Australians. And that includes a lot of other migrant families, not only from China, but right throughout Asia, and hopefully people from the Western part of the world will also be interested to see what we've done and how we'd like to see the future go.
I must say, this is the part that intrigues me, because as much as I like a historical tour through various museums, it does intrigue me to sort of be mixing up so the current situation and some of the sensibilities, the artistic sensibilities there as well.
Yeah, no, I think that's a very good reason why it's timely for the museum to be established. And we're grateful for the City of Sydney for seeing that potential and giving us this wonderful old building to develop it. Now, we don't want a stuffy old museum. Whilst we want some objects, because I think people expect to see some objects and they'd like to see the sort of things that were used way back 100 years ago, 200 years ago, we want to have some more contemporary ways of telling this story, of using new technologies, and to involving particularly young people, and especially children, so that not only are we trying to tell Chinese about what's happened in Sydney over this long period of time, but we especially want to let other Australians know. And some of them will be Chinese, some of them will come from other Asian countries, but a large number of them won't. Obviously, they'll be migrants from other countries with their own sort of history. And I think they'd be interested to see what we've done, what Chinese have done, and hopefully people will understand better what the Chinese have done in Sydney, and not just listen to some of the, I guess, pretty negative stories that some of the media has been running about Chinese and the people in Australia who have a Chinese heritage.
It's been a long time coming, this one. What was the sort of process behind getting the museum developed?
Well, firstly, we've got a lot of people in the community involved, not just Chinese. I would say about half the people that are working for establishers are non-Chinese Australians. And we actually would like to see this continue. We want kids and particularly school children to come. The Chinese settlement is an important part of the history of Sydney, and it's in the syllabus of all schools. And we're taking that into consideration when we look at what our program might look like, what sort of exhibitions we might put on. It's got to be relevant to today. And history is important, but so is how we behave today, just as important.
And in terms of development, I mean, it's still ongoing. Have we seen any sort of knockbacks given the COVID-19 situation? When are we going to see this one actually opening its doors?
Well, as you indicated, this has only just been announced by the city on Monday the 18th. So we haven't had much time. And COVID has really been a disaster for us in that we can't get out and spruik our story. We can't run yum chas, dinners to try to get to people who might like to support us. And fundraising has been really very difficult when we haven't been able to get out there and talk and meet people. But we're hoping to build on that. And I think the interest that has already been shown by people about this museum is very encouraging, and hopefully we'll be able to raise money to get this museum off the ground. And we're going to need money because we don't have government money to do this. This is going to be a museum that the community hopefully will support, and the Chinese community especially will support. I think we're going to need to be really very conscious of the fact that people feel a bit threatened today, that some people aren't sure where their superannuation payments are going to stay the same. But despite all these things, we've already had a lot of support from a lot of people. And one of the things I like about it is that most of this support has been from less affluent people, and they're throwing their money in because they believe in it. It'd be great to have wealthy people give us money, but it's even more important, I think, that ordinary, everyday people in the community support this venture.
Fabulous stuff. Well, John, look, very best of luck going forward with this one.
Well, thank you very much. And it's nice to have the support of the universities and all the people associated with it.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, John.